23 minutes to 8. Darren Farrell's here. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Rachel. Manchester United drew 1-1 away to Wolves last night. United took the lead through Anthony Martial, but then Wolves hit back. Absolutely terrific strike from Ruben Neves. Sensational effort. But the big talking point came then when the visitors were awarded a penalty. Paul Pogba decided to take the kick ahead of Marcus Rashford. Rashford scored in the last game against Chelsea recently. Pogba missed his kick, his fourth missed kick in 12 months for the club, and they had to settle for a draw. So what was the story behind having two penalty takers? Here's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
The two of them are designated penalty shooters, and last week Marcus was confident enough to go up. Today Paul was confident enough. That's just a decision they've made out there, same as they did last week. Last week it went well, today it didn't, so that's football.
In that scenario, is there any sort of message you can get on the pitch if you feel one should take it over the other?
No, it's there. Who's the confident enough? Who's confident? Who wants the ball? Who wants the penalty? That's you can't force anyone to take it. And today was Paul's decision and Marcus together. And good save by the keeper. That's just unfortunate, but that's football.
Yeah, this story's got a lot of people talking, and we're going to be talking more about it in the next hour. Shamrock Rovers have moved to within 4 points of the leaders Dundalk in the Premier Division. 5-1 winners last night away to Waterford. They closed the gap, but they do have two games more played. Let's hear from the Rovers manager, Stephen Bradley. He's some interesting detail on the decision to part company with Dan Carr. But first, John Kenny asked him about the title run-in against the leaders.
They're in the driving seat, we know that, but all we can do is do our business, pick up points and hopefully there's a slip up somewhere.
We've got a statement today that Dan Carr has gone to Limassol as well. Can you give us some of the background on that? Why is he gone?
It just didn't fit where we were going as a club then, and when representatives tell you that maybe his heart is not in playing for Shamrock Rovers, he's not the right fit for you.
Sure, but he had a year of a contract to go, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah. People maybe think we needed to sell, but like I said, we didn't like what we heard. This club and this team and what we're doing, what we're building is bigger than any individual. If people don't want to be part of it, no problem, we shake their hands and let them walk away, and that was the case with them.
Yeah, great honesty as always from Stephen Bradley, calling it as it is. Dundalk have qualified for the final of the EA Sports Cup, 6-1 win against Bowes. Pat Hooban scored four of those goals. Hat-trick inside 14 minutes there for him. They'll play Derry in the final. Struggling UCD have parted company with their manager, Colly O'Neill. Another person moving on is Stephen O'Neill. He's taken the decision to leave Mickey Hart's Tyrone football management team. He was appointed forwards coach in 2018. He becomes the second member of that management team to depart. Peter Donnelly gone to Ulster Rugby. Now, the Irish women's hockey team kept their European Championship campaign on track. 11-0 win against Belarus. In fact, a record win for them at this level. Up next, a game against Germany tomorrow. Big ask, but win that and they progress to the semi-finals. Ireland had 18 penalty corners in that game. They converted 9 of them. Roisin Upton struck 4 goals, and I'm sure that pleased her mother.
It doesn't happen too often, you know, my mum's always saying to me, score me a few goals, so today was for her, for sure, but their team goals, so many girls winning penalty corners, giving us those opportunities, it's routines that we practice day in, day out, so it's fantastic.
Listen, you'd have wanted to come into the tournament with a shot at reaching the semi-finals going into the final game, which you have done. Germany, of course, a totally different proposition. What are their strengths?
The Germans are a very structured team, just like soccer, so they'll be tough to break down. We've got a lot of threats going forward as well, so we'll be aware of those. But I think we're building nicely ourselves. You know, if we can stay solid defensively and take our opportunities when they come, it'll be a great game for the spectators.
Yeah, good luck to them. That's all your sport for now. Sports updates on the News Now app and also the RTÉ website.